Welcome everybody to Inspiration in 10, where we share inspirational stories, articles, and Torah thoughts in memory of and le'ilui nishmat, my father, Rav Gershom ben Arav ben Sion. This week in South Surrey, Shabbat begins at 8:41. This Shabbat of Parshat Ve'et Hanan is also the long-awaited week of Shabbat Nachamu. In observant communities, this Shabbat is well celebrated after the Jewish mourning period, where we have refrained from celebrations, music, haircuts, amongst other practices. The Shabbat, in which we also read the Haftorah that begins with the words Nachamu, Nachamu, be comforted, has from time immemorial been a Shabbat of hope, a time when we physically and emotionally let go of some of the melancholy that may have set in, and we actively look forward with true celebration, vacations, weddings, music, etc. What is it about this Haftorah which somehow gives a more emotional charge than some of the other Haftorahs, and some of them have also been hopeful and positive prophecies that we've read throughout the year? What is it about this Haftorah which somehow gives a more emotional charge than some of the other hopeful and positive prophecies that we read throughout the year? And is there also perhaps a parallel message within this week's portion of the Et Hanan that strengthens us as well? In his last days on this earth, as Moshe Rabbeinu bids farewell to his treasured nation, his flock that he led through thick and thin, he continues his historical monologue that he began last week. He reminds them, Ve'et Hanan el Hashem, I pleaded with God to enter the promised land. Moses prayed 510 prayers, beseeching God to allow him to continue his leadership into the land of Israel that they had been heading towards for 40 years. But it wasn't to be. God heard his prayers, but the answer was no. In the same portion, Moshe teaches us the reaction to getting a no from God. He teaches us, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Hearken Israel, Hashem is our God, Hashem is one. Moses, who worked tirelessly his whole life to get his beloved people to the promised land, is being barred from entering it with them for what we might consider a very small infraction, mind you. And he's teaching us rule number one for life. Hashem Echad. It's one God, whether it looks to us like a positive outcome or a negative outcome. And that is the same God that Moshe conveys to us. You shall love with all your heart and your soul and your means. V'ahavta et Hashem Elokecha. Even if it sometimes seems that the answer to our deepest desire is no. Think about it. The commentaries tell us loving God with our heart and soul and our means, me'odecha, is a command to be ready even for self-sacrifice for God. Indeed, how many Jews through millennia, even non-religious Jews, have perished al kiddush Hashem for sanctification of God's name? They've been burnt at the stake or in the crematorium because they're Jews. How many have said, of course we would die for being Jewish if it came to it? How many died with the Shema Yisrael on their lips? Moshe Rabbeinu is teaching us here that Shema, God is one, and love God with all your heart and soul, is also a command to embrace God and his ways, even if the answer is no. It's later explained to us that had Moses entered the land with them, the Jews would have been held to a higher standard. So it was actually a blessing in disguise. Even if things seem to go wrong while we're doing what God wants, realize that Hashem, God, is one. What appears to be negative is truly positive Because God knows the whole plan. You don't necessarily have to give up your life, but embrace the life he gave you, even if things seem negative, even if the answer is no, because he is the same one, the same Echad, and his ways are only positive. Rabbi Fishel Schechter tells a story of a barber slash therapist named Reb Chaim Zanvil, who had some very unusual customs. He had a special box for the collection for needy brides, and he had two signs in his shop, and it said, if you're happy with the haircut, you're happy the way it came out, leave a tip that will go for charity for the needy brides. And then he had another sign, if you're unhappy with the haircut, leave a donation in the box for needy brides, so that God willing, next time your haircut will be an improvement. One day, Reb Chaim Zanvil entered his barbershop and he finds that his store was ransacked. Everything was overturned. The cash register was empty. All his supplies were ruined. He had left money there in the business overnight, I guess, and it was all gone. He had built up an establishment. It was all wrecked. But the first thing Reb Zanvil did was he ran to one of the overturned cabinets and he checked under a board. And he found to his delight that the money box for the poor brides was still there. Reb Zanvil broke out into a dance. He was over the moon. You'd think he won the lottery. As long as he found that the charity box was still there, he felt God was happy with him, and he just was delighted. Over the next few weeks, he tried to put together his business. He tried to restart the business. He had a little makeshift setup, and people came in. He still gave haircuts, and he would tell them all the story. He wouldn't emphasize the fact that his business was ruined, but he said, you wouldn't believe it. The charity box was all intact, and he was just so delighted with that. One day, as he was giving haircuts, he sees that a man walks in, and as soon as it's his turn, he picks up and he says, no, I'm not ready, and the next guy would go in front of him. It was almost as if he seemed to be wanting to be last. And indeed, that's what happened. At the end of the day, this man took his turn with Reb Zanvil when everybody else had left the store. He turned to Reb Zanvil and he said, Reb Zanvil, I have to tell you something. I am the thief. Reb Zanvil looked at him quite surprised. He said, Reb Zanvil, don't worry. I will repay every single cent, even if it takes me my whole life to pay for all the damages that I made. And Reb Zanvil looked at him and he says, what was it? What made you change your mind? What made you want to do teshuvah? And he said, it was the charity box. Ah, Reb Zanvil said, you must have seen the charity box and you realized that because you didn't see the charity box, you missed the charity box. God was saving me from harm in the merit of charity. And he says, no, that's not what it was at all. Reb Chaim Zanvil, when I came into the store after I had ransacked you, after your whole business had been pulled apart, I came in to see what was going on here, unbeknownst to you that I was the thief. And I saw you celebrating. I saw you dancing. I saw you happy because you said God was happy with your charity. God was happy with your good deeds, and that was a cause for celebration. God was happy with the fact that you were dealing with charity. And that turned me back. I saw that the mitzvah and the deep delight in the mitzvah had you living on a much higher plane. This week, how appropriate that the Torah portion of Yet Hanan is followed by the words Nachamu, Nachamu Ami, be comforted, my people. It sounds beautiful and poetic, and it is. But upon closer study, we hear the prophet giving us a command. Sometimes we're not ready to be comforted. We hear it, But things still don't make sense to us. We have to work on being comforted. The prophet continues, Dabru alev Yerushalayim, speak on the hearts of Jerusalem. Sometimes we just don't understand why God said no. Why God let destruction happen as a nation and in our own personal microcosms. Why was our store or our life turned over? The answer and the comforting attitudes are there for the taking, and they're on our hearts. We have to allow it to be absorbed. But we're human, and it often takes more than one try. Last night, some of you were with us for Stress Busters. It's not necessarily immediate, and it takes work. You breathe, and you focus, and you do it again, and you might even need to do an entirely different exercise. Being comforted, making peace, and accepting experiences in our lives that look negative, accepting that God said no to Moses and to us, and we may not yet understand why, is hard work. But the prophet repeats, Nachamu, you will be comforted. Work on it, Nachamu, and indeed we will experience the comfort. We know it will get better. Hopefully we will merit to understand that is for our own good, and eventually we will experience the true revealed nechama, the true comfort from God, when we will not need any explanations because we'll experience a relationship with God that is thoroughly sweet, and may it be speedily in our days. Thank you, everyone, for helping me elevate the airwaves. Le'iloi Nishmat, my father, Harav Gershom and Harav Bensian. Please remember, a little light dispels a lot of darkness, and Shabbat in South Surrey begins at 8:41.